Healthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently refused to hear the case called Field versus Palmdale. That's the case where the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court ruled that a public school can teach students whatever information it wishes to provide, sexual or otherwise, and that parents' right to control the upbringing of their children does not extend beyond the threshold of the school door. The plain fact is that the U.S. Supreme Court does not like to take parents' rights cases and consistently refuses them. This is an outrage, because over the last 2 years, five federal circuits have handed down anti-parent decisions that uphold the alleged right of the public schools to teach students whatever information it wishes to provide. Let me list these cases for you. Federal courts upheld the right of public schools to indoctrinate students in the Muslim religion and practices, to force students to watch a one-hour pro-homosexual video, to force students to attend a program advocating homosexual conduct that used minors in sexually suggestive skits, to censor any mention of intelligent design, to use classroom materials that parents consider pornographic, to force students to answer nosy questionnaires with suggestive questions about sex, drugs, and suicide, and to deny a divorced father's right to get his son's school records. The courts upheld the public schools in prohibiting an anti-gay T-shirt, but ordered the school to permit a very offensive anti-Bush T-shirt. These cases are parents' rights issues and culture issues. Public schools are censoring views that do not conform to the diversity multiculturalism ideology. Years ago, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutional right of any school child to refuse to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. But in these recent cases, neither school nor court offered any child or parent the right to opt out of any of these offensive programs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on what to look for in your child's classroom materials, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the Parents Evaluate Textbooks Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Are not arrestable. They stay in their home, and so far it's been a standoff. It's gone on for months. Okay, so much for Andy Lane Brown. As of now, nothing has changed. I visited with a rancher over the weekend. Says, you know, Derry, he says, every time I pick up a farm publication, or he said, I listen to some of these farm broadcasters, he said, they're nothing but public relations for the USDA, Monsanto, and the other farm suppliers. He said, it just makes you nauseated for the way that they blow up the government programs, and they don't really tell the truth about what's going on out in the country. Now, I'm looking here at an issue. It's the latest issue of Farm Journal. It's the September 2007 issue of Farm Journal. And the headlines of this, the new green age, new sometimes baffling opportunities abound. And I just picked out a few little bits of information from it. It's a long article. But if this year's wondrous markets can be sustained, in other words, we have wondrous markets now. Not long ago, talk of $4 corn, $9 soybeans, and $6 wheat would have seemed nutty. As the most valuable corn and soybeans many farmers have ever grown head to market. In other words, they're saying these are the most valuable crops that we've ever grown, and now it's corn picking time, okay? In the Mississippi Delta, farmer Paul Anthony, who dropped cotton entirely this year in favor of 6,000 acres of corn and soybeans and grain sorghum, he even drained his catfish ponds so he could plant grain sorghum in them. Now, I just had some information the other day that 80% of our fish are imported from Asia. So probably, and I don't know much about the catfish market, but probably there's not many more profit in catfish than there is anything else out on the farm. Then another article, another comments in the same article, you can't bargain with suppliers like you used to. Well, I've been farming since back in the 1940s, and I never knew you could bargain with suppliers. They always told me exactly what my input items were going to cost. You went to the farm store, feed, seed, and fertilizer dealer, and he told you what the price of fertilizer was. He told you what the price of corn was. He told you what the price of anything in there, or all the barbed wire, whatever it is. The only time you could bargain with them if they were going out of business, and they went out of business back in the 80s like flies falling off of a ceiling. And then, yeah, you could get a little bit better deal. But it was a bankruptcy sale. It wasn't a typical operation. Bob Wisner, and I've been quoting Bob Wisner for 40 years, I guess. He is the Iowa State University ag economist. He says in the next 3 to 4 years, I expect costs to catch up with grain prices. He expects costs to catch up with grain prices? Costs are way ahead of grain prices now. I have talked to a number of my neighbors that grow nothing but corn and soybeans. And they say, you know, Derry, we made more money last year than we're going to make this year. We made more money with corn at $2.30 or whatever it was at their better time last year than they're making now because the price of fertilizer has doubled. The price of fuel oil has doubled. The price of everything we buy has doubled. Now, first of all, they talk about $4 corn. So I just called my local elevator this morning and I said, what are you bidding on new crop corn this morning? And I called them early. He says, when the market opens, we're going to bid $3.09 a bushel. $3.09. Soybeans, he said, we're going to bid $8.71. Now, that's a little closer to the $9 beans that this article talks about. But $3.09, for practical purposes, they're a dollar away from the $4 figure that they're talking about. All right? Yet, the price of fertilizer, the price of diesel fuel, at my local gas pump where I fill up, I just noticed yesterday or day before yesterday, diesel fuel is 30 cents a gallon higher than gasoline. 30 cents a gallon higher than gasoline. When I started with my first diesel tractor back in 1966, diesel fuel was 17 cents a gallon. But we haven't had any inflation. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we have returned. And now, talking about grain prices, and everybody thinks corn is a high at $4 a bushel. And it isn't $4 a bushel. As I mentioned, my local elevator is bidding $3.09 this morning. But I used some of this last week, but I'd like to again discuss the difference as to how these magazines and these articles and these college professors see things than what we do out on the farm. And how the magazines and a lot of farm broadcasters pick this same stuff up and talk about high-priced corn. Okay, I'm looking at another article that this came from the United Kingdom, the looming food crisis, and they're talking about how all the land's going to corn and the price of corn has never been higher, and the future has seldom seemed rosier. Okay, now let's go from there. Corn has been a lot higher than it is today, according to the value of the crop. In other words, the price of corn, the whole time I was in high school, stayed around $2 a bushel. It did it for years. I graduated from high school in 1949, started college that fall. Corn was $2 a bushel, and you could buy a tractor for $2,000. In fact, a 1949 WD-45 tractor with a three-bottom plow attached. You got the tractor and the plow for $1,600. That would be 800 bushels of corn. How many bushels of corn does it take today to buy any kind of a tractor? When I started the college in 1949, I rented a room for $15 a month. That's 7.5 bushels of corn. You could buy the best, not the best, but you could buy very good farmland anywhere in the state of Missouri for $100 an acre. That'd be 50 bushels of corn. You could build a fine home from $4,000 to $6,000. That would be from 200 to 300 bushels of corn. In the last 58 years, corn hasn't even doubled in price. Now, what else do you know about that has not doubled in price in 50-some years? Now, the land prices have gone much, much higher than have the farm prices. Another one of these magazines, now the Beef Magazine, and here again, they're a spokesperson for the USDA and for the multinational corporations, but I'm looking at the September issue of Beef Magazine. U.S. pasture values increase in 2007, okay? And it's got some good information in here. But U.S. pasture values climbed an average of 16% to $1,160 an acre this year, all right? Since the start of the decade, that would be the year 2000, the turn of the century, pasture land has been a sweet spot in farm real estate. Pasture prices have risen an average of 11.8% annually. That's over 70% in the last 6 years. 70% land prices have gone up. Now let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. Now, this is a September issue of Beef Magazine. And they're talking about pasture values here. We're not talking about farmland in general. We're not talking about row crop land. We're not talking about timber. We're talking about pasture land where you graze cattle. All right? This article says, and I have no reason to doubt the figures. I say they've probably done a good job of putting this together using actual sales. At least I would think that's what they've done. And it looks legit. I mean, if you know the country, and I've talked to people from some of these other states, that's about right. But land has gone up over 70% since the year 2000. That's just been 6 years ago, all right? The article goes on to say that pasture gains aren't being ignored. In April, members of the Newport Beach, California-based Hassel family, an investor in senior housing and shopping centers, rolled $26 million from a 1031 tax-deferred exchange sale of senior housing complexes into the pastures of Hopkins Ranches, a 29,341-acre expanse of pasture, tracks in California. Okay? Then they quote Ted Turner here. Good old Ted paid $9.6 million for 26,332 acres in June. He bought the McMurray Ranch in northwest Nebraska's Cherry County. Turner now owns more than 2 million acres in Colorado, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Oklahoma. Ranch land pricing has become increasingly tied to per capita wealth, the booming recreational market, and speculation. In other words, there's no way that you can take this kind of land and run cows on it and make the thing work. Turner is doing it because he has to do something with his money, and he likes to play cowboy. The booming recreational situation. Land is worth more. I talked to a lady that's going to sell some farmland. It's the old home place, not a very big place. She said, you know, maybe we ought to brush hog it off and make it look nice. I said, people today don't want land to look nice. They want the rabbits and the turkeys and the quail and the deer, and that's what you've got the way it is. The more weeds and the more brush you have, the more varmints that are out there, and that's what people want today. Anyway, here's some figures, and I thought these were interesting. They talk about inflation, and this is done by the areas. Northeast, in the northeast part of the country, and this is Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, the average price of pasture land. Now, we're not talking about farmland again. We're talking about places to run cattle, all right? $3,450 an acre. Well, obviously, nobody's going to give that for pasture land to run cows on. So it has to be, as we mentioned before, somebody that just has a gob and a bunch of money they don't know what to do with, and there are a lot of people out there like that, although the higher percentage of the people aren't in that condition, that financial condition. They just buy it because they want it. And somebody has something they're not going to sell. They say, I'm not going to sell that old place. Well, you know, if you give, yeah, price it, see. Well, I'll take $5,000 an acre for it. Okay, I'm going to buy it. It happens like that. Now, you've got the $5,000. What are you going to do with it? If it's kind of a person that has that kind of money to start with. You see what I mean? In New Jersey, pasture land is over $12,000 an acre. Well, obviously, that's to build on. However, in New York, and this kind of surprised me, but New York has one of the lowest pasture land figures in the country, unless this is a misprint. A little over $1,000 an acre. And when you say New York, you immediately think of New York City. But there's a lot of New York that's upstate from New York. I've been up through there, this dairy country, etc. Anyway, let's get down into the Corn Belt, which is Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, and Ohio. The average price of pasture land is $2,010 an acre. In Iowa and Missouri, it's $1,800 an acre. And the rent on that land, if a person has cattle and wants to rent it for a year, it runs a little over, in Iowa, $39 an acre. That's per year now. In Missouri, it averages $26. Most of the people I know that rent pastures by the year paying around $30 an acre. In Kansas, pasture land sells for $740 an acre. Now, these are the northern plains. In Nebraska, $420 an acre. In North Dakota, only $300 an acre. In South Dakota, $420 an acre. And to rent those pasture lands, it's $13, $14 an acre. But you have to realize they don't have the carrying capacity in those areas that we do in some of these other states where we get more rain. Oklahoma, the pastures average $900 an acre, and you can rent them for $9.50. That's the average price to rent ground in Oklahoma to run cows on. Colorado, $800 an acre, and you can run cows for $5.50 an acre. But, again, a cow doesn't, you just can't put as many cows on a section of land as you can in some of these Midwestern states. In New Mexico, the land average selling, say, average selling price was $350 an acre, and you can run cows for $2 an acre, but you run a half a dozen cows per section down there, so actually it probably cost you more. In other words, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, there's kind of an unbelievable figure here, and I think it's right. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose over 1% this week on a weak dollar and credit woes ahead of the Fed meeting. Gold closed in New York up 20 cents to $708.60. Silver rose 7 cents to $12.54. Gold has jumped to a 16-month high, up $75 or 12% in the last month after sinking to a low of $641 in mid-August when investors sold gold and other metals for cash to cover margin calls. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, Steelspan Buildings can solve your storage needs, and more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this once-it-styled building.
It went together very easily, and it doesn't leak, the birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Yeah, combine and baler and barn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's Fall Farm Show time. See me now at the Farm Science Review in London, Ohio, September 18th through the 20th, or just call me. I'll have selected Quonset building sizes at substantial discounts, but you have to talk to me. Call for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408. Visit my website at amsteelspan.com and learn why I have a better building than a standard pole barn.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, a clean desk is a sign of a cluttered desk drawer, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, we're talking about these land values and just pasture land. We're not talking about corn soybean land at all. We're not talking about timberland. We're talking about just grazing land where you turn cattle out. The national average of pasture land, according to the figures here from Farm Journal, from Beef Magazine, $1,160 an acre. Okay? The three-year change in value is 22.3%. In other words, they've gone up an average, since 2001, they've gone up 11.8% per year. And here in 3 years, they've gone up 22.3%. And as one person kind of pointed out to me, he says, Derry, do you, I was talking to a rancher about this that kind of keeps up with prices. He says, Derry, do you realize that inflation on land values just last year was as much as all U.S. land was worth in 1986? In other words, it went up enough dollars in just last year. 1986 was the worst year we had. That was the year that farmers were losing their property. You couldn't buy, you could have, if you had money, buy land really cheap, but nobody had any money. And anyhow, that's the situation. Now you say, is it that way worldwide? Yeah, pretty much it is. In Switzerland, and I have an interesting article here, Wilderswil Declaration on Livestock Diversity. Now, Wilderswil is in Switzerland, and 30 organizations, they were mostly smallholder farmers and what they call pastoralists, which are people that raise and herd livestock. They came from 26 countries. There's 30 organizations of them, and they attended this Wilderswil Livestock Diversity Forum, defending food sovereignty and livestock keepers' rights. Now, here we go on these livestock keepers' rights again. And I had kind of an interesting conversation with a gentleman that buys a lot of cattle. And he says, you know, he said, and this is the time of the year he's buying calves. He said, they brought in a set of heifers that I really wanted. And this is one of the bigger auctions in the West. And he said the heifers looked like they had these NAIS tags in their ears. And this guy buys a lot of cattle, so the auctioneers know him. And you know, whatever. If you've ever been to many livestock sales, the order buyers can get anything they want done. I mean, we kid them all the time. You know, they always want to sort off two head out of a 50-head string or something. And we always kid them, you know, if you buy a pair of boots, you want to buy one at a different price. Sort off that right boot, and I'll give you so much for it. But anyway, he said these cattle came in, and they were wearing what looked like these NAIS tags that the Department of Agriculture is pushing. And he said, I just stood up and raised my arm and stopped the sale. The auctioneer had talked these cattle up considerably, talking about how great they were and what branch they came off of and how they were all identified and age certified and all this sort of thing. And the auctioneer said, yes, sir, what do you want? And he says, well, if these things have got these NAS tags in their ear, he said, I'm not going to bid on them. He said, I don't want those cattle on my property. And the auctioneer very quickly said, well, if you get the cattle bought, he says, we'll take them out here at the sale barn. Won't cost you a thing. Sale barn will stand that. We'll just run them back through and take tags out. But you know, you can do that today. But the way I understand it, and it's in this original context that we've been talking about on NAIS, if they're still just in the first stage of this program, the next stage, it would be a $10,000 fine. I think it was. Now, I'm not 100% sure on that, but it's a big fine, and I'm thinking $10,000 if you remove the tags or a tag. So on a set of cattle, it might be $10,000 per head. I don't know. But he said, boy, when he said that, he said you could have heard a pin drop in that sale ring. And after the sale was over, he said he don't know how many people came up and said, boy, I really appreciated you making that comment, because people think it's so wonderful to own cattle that have these NAIS tags. And he said there's a high percentage of us out here that don't want to do it. Okay, now back to this organization. These people are meeting in Wilderswil, Switzerland. And they're coming from 26 countries, okay? I'm not saying counties, I'm saying countries. And they're talking about defending food sovereignty and livestock keepers' rights. We're here to fight for our rights as livestock keepers. So in 26 other countries, they're having the same problems we are, all right? We realize that we are just a small fraction of all the organizations that exist throughout the world, but we recognize that our struggle is common to the social organizations of nomadic pastoralists, herders, indigenous people, and small farmers. Our main purpose of coming together was to further strengthen our movement and deepen our analysis and collaboration. Now, when we're talking about here indigenous people and herders, we're talking about, and if you watch Discovery Channel and Travel Channel and some of these, you'll see these people driving their cattle across the desert country, et cetera, and in Africa. These are the kind of people that they're talking about, along with small farmers. The global livestock crisis. So they're saying, hey, this is not something that's happening just here or just there. It's a global thing. The industrial model of livestock production is causing the destruction of our animal diversity as well as our own livelihoods today. And when we're talking about animal diversity, we're talking here about how the multinational corporations have their own breeds, their own strains of livestock. Today, industrial livestock breeding and production system is being imposed globally as the dominant model for the world's livestock production. It requires high levels of investment in technology and receives subsidies and other resources which have distorted the markets. This has led to an unprecedented concentration of and dependence upon the livestock breeding industry. And then they go into detail on this. There are only four globally operating poultry breeding companies worldwide, with only two of them controlling half of the world's egg production. Now, I have chickens, and I bring eggs in, and I give them away, all right? And my chickens all lay brown eggs. And some of the ladies in our office that want eggs said, well, I didn't know they had brown eggs. That's because, as this article says, there's just four globally operating poultry breeding companies worldwide, with only two of them controlling half the world's egg production. They all use these little scrawny Leghorn hens that lay white eggs. You couldn't put, I have Plymouth Rocks, and I have Rhode Island Reds and Buff Arpingtons, and they all lay big brown eggs. And you couldn't put my chickens in those little cages. First of all, there just wouldn't be room for them. Mine eat too much. My wife informs me of that all the time. It costs me $20 a week to feed the chickens, and then I give the eggs away. $20 a week figures out to be $1,000 a year, and she's probably listening now and said, yeah, that dumb husband of mine. But anyway, the growth of industrial livestock production has already resulted in the destruction of the livelihoods of small-scale livestock producers. Furthermore, this model of production is based on a dangerously narrow genetic base at the world's livestock. If you look at the pig crop, if you can get around, you don't see hogs out in the country anymore. If you do, there's some of the old-fashioned breeds still around, but there you don't have a place to sell those hogs unless you're going to butcher them yourselves. So the hogs all look alike. I got a kick out of, I watched Lonesome Dove. And, boy, all these Western movies, they need somebody on there to give a little bit better technical advice. But on Lonesome Dove, if you watched Lonesome Dove, they had two pigs. Remember the pigs on Lonesome Dove that followed the wagons? And they were kind of pet pigs. They were 1990 model pigs. They were one of these, they were white, and they had modern hams, modern bacon. In other words, they were long, long, muscular pigs. Well, when Lonesome Dove was around, hey, we had hogs that were real hogs. You know, they were like the Arkansas Razorbacks. All hogs were. Anyhow, let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Waiting.
And we have returned. And now back to this meeting that was held in Switzerland. They're talking about the dangerously narrow genetic base of the world's livestock. I was visiting with an individual the other day that knows a little bit about dairy cattle, and I know very little. I never liked milk cows very good because they don't stay milked. They want you to milk them twice a day, and that just becomes another chore, you know. But anyway, the good dairy cows are all alike. Actually, this fellow was buying Holstein steers. And he said, "Derry, you know exactly what they're going to do in the feedlot." He said, "You know exactly what they're going to do in the feedlot because they're all alike." He says, "They've all got the same parents. They're all half-brothers or two-thirds brothers or three-quarters brothers or something." And I shouldn't said two-thirds because genetics don't go in thirds. It goes in twos and fours and eighths and sixteenths and 32nds and 64s. But anyway, they're all very closely bred. And he said, "You know exactly how they're going to feed," because he said, you just know what they're going to do, because they're all sired by just a few bulls. We have hundreds of thousands of Holstein cattle, and the big dairy producers use the same bulls on all of them because they can do this artificially, and that's the way it works today. So he says Not only do we have such a narrow genetic base, and the pork producers do the same thing. By pork producers, they're not hog farmers. They are pork producers. We're talking about Smithfield and ConAgra and Cargill, these other corporations. But anyway, they're propped up by the widespread use of veterinary drugs, particularly in the poultry industry. Yet this risky and high-cost system of providing more and more of our food globally, a third of the pigs, half of the eggs and two-thirds of the milk and three-quarters of the broilers are produced from industrial breeding lines. In other words, you can still, as I mentioned a while ago, you can still buy chickens that are Buff Arpingtons and Plymouth Rocks and all these different old-fashioned exotic breeds because we've had old-fashioned exotic people that have kept them around a while. And there's not a thing wrong with them except they don't fit into the box. You can't put big old Buff Arpington hens in those little cages that they want to keep the Leghorn hens in. And the same way with the milk and the broilers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can still find Duroc hogs and Poland China hogs and Hampshire hogs, but you'd have to look around to find them. They do exist. And then the article goes on. How industrial livestock production is advanced, and it advances after this commercial break. We're going to have to wait a minute or two, and then we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org. Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org. And we're in the home stretch. Now back to the meeting in Widdersville, Switzerland. 30 organizations were there. They came from 26 countries to talk about the same problems that we have right here in the good old U.S. of A. How industrial livestock production is advanced. It is imposed on us through land grabs and evictions based on systems of private property ownership. Forced
forced policies and disruption of pastoral migration routes, liberalization of markets, contract farming, large-scale economic development projects such as mining and the privatization of water resources by transnational companies. Does that sound like some of the same problems we have here in the United States? Then they go on and they talk about agro-fuel production schemes and even through policies that aim to conserve nature through national parks and protected areas. Now, if you, again, watch the Discovery Channel particularly, they talk about how great these protected areas are. And you see the native people there. This article calls them indigenous people. But how they can't let their cattle get on this government ground because it's a park. And they can't keep the elephants from trampling through their tents and this sort of thing. It's also been achieved through the imposition of trade rules that enable dumping, which destroys local markets, and the force used to produce food based on the industrial model for export. Privatization of land, water, and veterinary services and technology such as cloning and genetic modification are other tools used to destroy our way of life. Now, on this we in the United States look at the privatization of land as what we need and how they're trying to take our private land from us and keep us from doing the things that we want to on our private land. But in some of these countries, only the rich own land, and it's getting that way here. What did we say? Ted Turner just gave $9.6 million for another ranch, this time in Nebraska. These are the kind of privatizations of land that they're talking about, where the rich get richer and they own the land, and then the peasants, they're not allowed to, you know, just be serfs for these rich people. Anyway, the model of production is detrimental to health of both humans and livestock. Marketing strategies are used to encourage high and unhealthy quantities of livestock products for consumption. The article goes on and on. And so does the clock. I want to mention that it looks like we have an attorney general all picked out. According to Associated Press, President Bush has settled on Michael B. Mukasey. I guess he'd pronounce it Mukasey. It's M-U-K-A-S-E-Y. Looks like Mukasey to me. He's a retired federal judge from New York. He's 66 years old. He's a New York native. He is a judicial advisor to Rudy Giuliani. He is going to restore confidence in the Justice Department. Can you imagine that we need confidence in the Department of Justice? You would think justice means that, hey, we're going to go to the Justice Department to get justice, right? Well, you can ask these Border Patrol agents how much justice you get from the Justice Department. They're doing 11, 12 years for doing their job. Anyway, he was nominated to the federal bench in 1987 by President Reagan, and Bush thinks he can get him past the Senate and into the Attorney General's office without too much of a problem. So his name is Michael B. Mukasey. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet
It's true.